Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Federal Reserve bumped up interest rates by 0.75 points for the fourth time in a row. Stocks sank after the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, signaled more rate hikes ahead.
CNBC's Steve Leisman is joining us on our news line. Steve, what did Powell say that led to that big sell-off of more than 500 points on the Dow?
Yeah, so I got to take you back to the tail of the tape, as we say. The Fed puts out a statement at 2 o'clock. The statement says the Fed will raise by 75 basis points for the fourth time, as you pointed out. But there was a line in there that said, hey, we're mindful of the effect we're having on the economy, that these rate increases have a lag before the time they start to affect the economy. Markets kind of took off on that and thought that, hey, maybe the Fed is kind of reaching the end of this. Maybe they'll stop with these really aggressive rate hikes. Then Powell takes to the podium in his press conference, as he always does, half an hour later at 2:30, and kind of slams the door on any positive thinking you might have had from that statement. He essentially says, you know what? We have a ways to go yet. We're not ready to stop raising rates. We still have an inflation problem. He even said that they may have to raise more than they suggested they might have to back in the September meeting. So there's Powell with this very, very hawkish, as we call it, commentary on the outlook, and the market sank after that.
So we expect the increases to continue. Do you think they'll still be the sizable 0.75 points?
No, I think that's the one takeaway from this, or the one dovish or positive takeaway. They're probably not going to go 75 again. They've done 4. They've come a very long way. These kind of rate hikes that we've seen are very historic. We haven't seen these since the inflation of the 1980s. I think that may be coming to an end, likely coming to an end, if we get a little bit of help from the inflation numbers. But I don't think the rate hikes themselves are coming to an end. Instead of raising by 0.75 points, what they'll probably do is 50, and then maybe a couple back to its normal rate hikes of 25. But let me just tell you right now, the funds rate is in this range of 3.75% to 4%. Remember, if you have forgotten, it was 0 back in March of this year. So they've come a very long way fast. But I think there's a full percentage point or more that may have to go, the Fed may have to go. So there's still work to do. I think sometime by the spring, the Fed might be ready to pause after it raises rates to, you know, it could be as high as 5%, could be as low as 4.5%. But whatever it is, it's higher than it is right now still.
Yeah. And it's not going back to 0 anytime soon, that's for sure. Steve, we appreciate all the insight. Thanks so much. That's CNBC's Steve Leisman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.